Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Muslim and Christian friends. All right, we finished last program the important title, which the Quran and the Bible gave to Jesus, the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. Today, we will start talking about the second title the Quran gave to Jesus, which is a spirit from God, Ruhun Minhu. Christ Jesus, the Quran stated, the Son of Mary, was a messenger of Allah and a spirit proceeding from him, Ruhun Minhu. In many other well-accepted translations of the Quran, the term Ruhun Minhu is translated a spirit from God. Now, in the Quran, Jesus, the Messiah, the Word of God, the Son of Mary, is the only person given the title a spirit from God. Notice, the Quran describes Jesus as a spirit from God and not just a prophet. So many of my Muslim friends, they tell me Jesus is just a prophet. I tell them simply according to the facts we have, he is more than a prophet. He is a Messiah. He is the Word of God. And he is a spirit from God. And we'll explain what does that mean more. Now, it is clear, however, that this title supports that Jesus was not a creature made from dust, but was an eternal spirit who took on human flesh. My Muslim friend, this statement, which the Quran has in Surah 4, verse 171, affirms the pre-existence of Jesus before his miraculous conception on earth. Because the Quran stated Jesus is a spirit from God. That's mean he pre-existed. In Islamic traditions, which I was studying for a long time, hadith, which are a record of the words and deeds of Muhammad, Jesus is referred to also as Spirit of God. More than that, in Al-Ahadith Al-Qudsiyah, is the highest revered group of hadith. Stated, Jesus is the servant of Allah, his apostle, his word, and his spirit. Wow! This is amazing. So when a Muslim tell me Jesus is just a prophet, I tell him this is not according to the facts. Even the facts that you should be believing in as a Muslim. Now, someone will tell me, what is Al-Hadith Al-Qudsiyah? Well, in the introduction, the author highlights the divine authority of Al-Hadith Al-Qudsiyah as follows. And I am quoting, Hadith Qudsi, however, is a report of what God said, though not necessarily in his words. The divine authority explicitly stated or implicit in the context of the Hadith Qudsi gives this group of hadith a special character and significance to Muslims and non-Muslims alike. I don't want to give you all the references. We don't have a whole lot of time in our program, but you can contact me and I can give you the reference. Now, we tell Muslims, spirit from God is eternal. Now, Abdullah Yusuf Ali, one of the most famous commentator and translator of the Quran, his Quran almost in every mosque in the world, defines the term spirit from God in his internationally acclaimed translation and commentary, The Meaning of the Holy Quran. He comments on Surah 58:22, which states that God strengthens true believers with a spirit from himself. So Surah 58:22 used the same title that was given to Jesus in Surah 4, verse 171. Surah 58 stated that God strengthens the true believers with a spirit from himself. In explaining what a spirit from God means, Ali says it is the divine spirit, which we can no more define adequately than we can define in human language the nature and the attributes of God. This is an amazing comment because it clearly and strongly indicates that the spirit from God is the very spirit of the living God, uncreated and eternal. Jesus is eternal. The words of Abdullah Yusuf Ali used in his commentary are not vague. He interprets a spirit from God to mean from the realm of deity and not from the created order. A spirit from God is the very title that the Quran gives to Jesus in Surah 4, verse 171. According to Abdullah Yusuf Ali, interpretation of the term a spirit from God in Surah 58:22, we can conclude that Jesus is the eternal divine spirit who appeared in human flesh. My dear Muslim friend, the Quran calls Jesus the Ruhun Minhu, which in English means a spirit from God. My precious Muslim friend, you are far from where God is. You can't find the way to God. You need God's presence. You can't find God's presence by yourself. You need a living person who came from heaven and knows the way to heaven. This person is Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to his disciples, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. John chapter 16, verses 27 28.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims. Without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. I'm speaking in many churches on Sunday morning. Contact me if you are interested. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, if you never took the time to tell God, I am sorry that I lived my life far from you, today is a good day to tell God, God, I believe in Jesus, that he died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, and make me a child of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, please contact me. I want to congratulate you and rejoice with you. God's grace, peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.